Welcome to Truth and Healing Podcast. It's your girl, Gifty. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gratitude. We're going to talk about the jewels of gratitude. I'm your host, and it's your girl, Gifty. Are we ready? Today, we're going to talk about something so fascinating, something so simple that we actually don't take notice of, but it is truly damaging our lives. Because we look at it and we go, oh, there's nothing too big a deal about it. But truly, if you would take a minute and think about this, gratitude. What is it? So today we're gonna talk about this fascinating topic. So I want you to get yourself ready, get your ears attentive, and we're gonna grow together, embracing this change, the gratitude journey, I call it. The gratitude journey. Are you ready? But before I start, I want you to know how grateful I am that you're listening to me today. How grateful I am to God that He kept you alive and He gave you strength in your hands to even touch your phone, whatever tool you're using to listen to me today. He gave you strength to get out of bed. Use your fingers. Your ears can hear me. Your eyes can see. To change and even type in your password on your phone and to come back and listen. I thank God for you. I am so grateful to God for you. You have no idea. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further talking, let's go explore the transformative power of gratitude in our lives. It's your girl, Gifty, and I am thrilled, excited to have you join me in this incredible journey. All right. So, in this world that often feels fast-paced and chaotic, it is easy, like I said earlier, to lose sight of the things that truly matter. That is why we are dedicating this episode to the practice of gratitude, a powerful tool that can help us to shift our perspective, cultivate joy, and find contentment in our present moment. Are you ready? Let's begin. So, the source of all good. As a Christian, as a child of God, why is gratitude so important? Let's talk about the foundation of it. The root of all good in this journey of life is gratitude. Yep, the root of all good in this journey of life is gratitude. A grateful person is a good person. He or she acknowledges the goodness that others do for him or her, and he thanks everyone and wants everyone to succeed. Gratitude. In this type of outlook is especially beneficial at home between husband and wife, daughters and mothers, fathers and sons, church members and their pastors, spiritual leaders, and even to your Creator, God. When a spouse thanks the other for every small thing, their home is surely a haven of pleasantness and peace. They truly live a good life. Gratitude begins with a person's upbringing. Was he or she brought up to be a wicked person like Haman? An ingrate, somebody who has no gratitude, who thinks he or she has everything coming to him or her, and that everyone, including his or her parents, must bow to his wishes or her wishes and serve him or her. Or was he brought up to say thank you for everything and understands that he is not automatically entitled to whatever he or she wants? It all begins at home. Were you brought up to appreciate the things that come to you by saying thank you? Thank you. The simple word, thank you. Thank you. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. Just imagine, you give somebody something every day and they always say thank you. You feel the joy within your spirit to always give them something, because the way they say the thank you, very grateful. Thank you so much. And then there is the other tone, thank you. Which one do you prefer? Thank you so much, I appreciate it. Or the other tone, oh, thank you. But gratitude begins with your upbringing. And if you weren't brought up to say thank you, you can still learn, because you're not too old to learn new things. Like I always say, have a teachable spirit. That means you can learn from the small and the big, the young and the old. So the primary role for parents in child bringing, upbringing, is teaching our children to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This way, children learn to recognize and appreciate whatever they get and not to take things for granted. From the child's most tender age, parents should insist that that child expresses gratitude. The child should learn that if there is no expression of gratitude, he or she won't receive what he desires or she desires. Failure to teach children gratefulness result in spoiled, selfish, and what? Inward-looking type of children. There's a saying that goes, he who denies kindness done by his friend will ultimately deny the kindness done by God. If we do not develop our gratitude towards the Creator's messengers, your neighbor is God's messenger, regardless of their religion. Your children are God's messengers. Your in-laws are God's messengers. Everybody by yourself is God's messenger. One, to either help you cross the Red Sea of your life or to bring you backward. It all comes to the choices that we make in this journey of life. Everybody besides yourself is God's messenger. Some will bring you presents, and some are there to just destroy you. But they are messengers. God said everything I've created is good. He created the devil, and he created Jesus. He created you, and he created me. He created you, he created me, and he created our enemies. We are all God's messengers one way. One, to take you forward, and the other, to try and destroy you. So if we do not develop our gratitude towards God's messengers, it could be your neighbor, anyone. By yourself. We'll see with our own eyes. Who we see with our own eyes in the flesh, we cannot really be grateful to God. The one person you see with your own eyes who did you good in the past, and today you just have your hand on their nostril, like who the hell do you think you are? Forgetting that God used the same person in your darkest moment to help you. Today, you think you've got somewhere to stand, so you can talk anyhow to them. Be careful. That is ingratitude. So if the person you see that God used, and I call them God's messengers, to move you from where you used to be to where you think today you have arrived, if you cannot be grateful to them, that God used them to get you further in life, how can you be grateful to a God you do not see? The source of all abundance that comes to us through these messengers is from God. It's not your entitlement. So when a person does not feel gratitude towards the messengers of God, who could be your neighbor, even your children, you have to be grateful to them. And he gave me water to drink. And the child gets up and gets you water to drink. It's not your entitlement. Tell the child thank you. Thank you for getting me the water. So, when a person does not feel gratitude towards the messengers, it is really because he doesn't want to feel gratitude towards the Creator of heaven and earth. And what happens? A person who denies the kindness done by his friend will certainly deny the kindness done for him by the Creator of heaven and earth, which is God. It's not your entitlement. If somebody gives you a present, whatever it may be, to you it's a gift, but it did cost them something. God gave his only begotten son for you and I. To us it's a gift, but it did cost God something. So we have to learn to be grateful. Gratitude. Don't look at your circumstances right now and say, I'm going through what I'm going through. And what has God done for me lately? What has my parents done for me lately? What has my husband or wife done for me lately? And then we keep complaining and complaining and complaining. That is a sign of ingratitude. Look back over your life, some years back. These same people did you good. You forgot, or you choose to forget. So when a person walks around depressed, all the good that was given to him is revoked. And to add to that, he is rendered unfit to serve God. Why? He thinks that he or she deserves all his heart's desire and cries about everything he or she lacks, forgetting that, guess what? Where he or she is standing right now is heaven for somebody. Because of ingratitude. You're sitting with no tubes in your nostrils. You're not lying on a dying bed in a hospital. And you're still telling me you have nothing to be thankful for? Your bank account may not look so glorious, but you got up in the morning, you got food to eat. God gave strength back into you through your legs. Your organs are functioning. You're not on medication. And you have nothing to be thankful for? This person is far away from truth. If you could observe all that God's kindness performed for him every second of every minute, of every hour of every day. There is a lot we take for granted. There is a lot we take for granted. And we have to sit for 1 second, that every second of every minute of every hour of every day, if you can see, you can move, you can eat, your teeth is intact, you can breathe, you can hear, your heartbeat is still intact, you're not stressed, even when you're stressed, because something is causing the stress, we have to say thank you. We have to learn to make it a practice to say thank you. Thank you, God, that this second and this minute of this hour, you still have given me my sight. Because in a split second, your life can change for the worse. Not everybody is born blind. Not everybody is born handicapped. One life experience alone, in a split second, can alter your life completely. Not for the best, but you know what I mean. So we have to learn to be grateful as children of God. Grateful to God that every second of every minute of every hour of every day, if nothing has gone wrong, just lift up your hands and say thank you. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that I can breathe without assistance. I can get up and go to the bathroom. I can even pick up my fingers and eat something, put something in my mouth. Because guess what? If you're sick and somebody has to feed you and you can't even move your hand, more or less your fingers. You see the things that we are so ungrateful for. We think it comes naturally. No, it doesn't. Life can take an ugly turn. But we can avoid all of that by showing gratitude to our Maker. Gratitude to our neighbors. Gratitude. 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 Don't forget, gratitude. That every second of every minute of every hour of every day, God has been good to you. He has been good to you and I. And we have to learn to say thank you. If you have a phone, you can put on a timer. Every hour, if you can take 2 minutes, and all you have to say is thank you when the alarm goes off. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. From where I'm standing, thank you. You took me to the market, you took me to the store, and you brought me home safely. Thank you. Thank you for the food that I'm eating. Thank you. Thank you. It seems so simple, but carries a lot of power behind it. Showing gratitude. Somebody gives you something, does you a favor. Please turn around and say thank you. And mean the thank you. Don't forget the praising and giving God thanks. You open the spiritual heavens over your life. That is the difference between having an answered prayer and not seeing God's goodness in your life. Because why would you continue giving somebody something, gifts, that they don't say thank you for? Me? You're listening to me. If I give you something, one, you don't say thank you. Okay, maybe you didn't see it properly. Second time around, something is not right. There is not going to be a third time. Because if you took the thing from my hand and you couldn't say thank you, there's something wrong somewhere. Eventually, you're not getting anything. So if you get up in the morning and you can get out of bed, you can open your eyes and there's nothing blocking you. You can hear. There's nothing what? Obstructing your hearing. You can open your mouth. Move your body. And there's no pain. before you put your legs on the floor from your bed, just lift up your hands and say, "Thank you, God. Thank you." Then you breathe back your breath into me and gave me another day to see the sun, whether it's sunny or not, whether it's raining or not. I see the trees. You get to see your children again. Say thank you. Thank you. Don't forget to say thank you every day to your Creator. Life is not an entitlement. It's a privilege. And we have to appreciate this privilege that God has given to each one of us by learning to say thank you. It's just that simple. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't forget. Many people forget God's countless past favors and kindness as soon as life slightly veers away from the comfort zone that we have so enjoyed. And when we encounter difficulties, we become upset and full of complaint, bearing a long list of grievances and reasons why we are not and we shouldn't be grateful. Today I want you to get a paper and a pen. And I want you to list every grievance. Every bad luck, I call it. Every heartache. Every headache. Who did you wrong? Who did you good? Who did you what? Write it all down. And I'll show you what you have to do. Let's continue. Keep writing while you're listening to me. So those who always recognize God's kindness and express gratitude to God even when things doesn't work out as planned avoid pitfalls of sadness and depression. On the other hand, they are so grateful that they are embarrassed to ask God to fulfill their own needs. This is somebody with a grateful heart. When they ask, they do so with humility and a heart full of joy and gratitude, understanding that they are requesting a free gift that they don't necessarily deserve. The gift of you breathing without any machine is a gift, and you have to be thankful for that. The gift of you talking is a gift, and you have to be thankful for that. The gift that your eyes can see is a gift, and you have to be thankful for that. The gift that you're healthy and not on medication, that's a gift of health. We have to be thankful for that. Your teeth and even your tongue, be thankful for it. Your nose, you can breathe without any machine. You can hear without hearing aids. You have to be thankful for it. That is a gift from God to you and I. So every day we have to be thankful that these faculties function properly. And even when they don't function properly, keep writing those grievances. We have to learn to say thank you. Express gratitude to our Maker, even when something does not work out as planned. Avoid the pitfalls of sadness and depression. So we have to show gratitude to our Creator. Gratitude to the messengers of God who are in our lives. It could be your pastor, it could be your neighbor, it could be your best friend, it could be your daughter, your son, anyone by yourself. People get so grateful that they are embarrassed to even ask God. This is a gratitude, a person of gratitude. And they get embarrassed to even ask God for things. Because they know it's a gift that they are asking. And they don't necessarily deserve it. But this is a grateful person asking something. Teach your children to be grateful. You have to also learn to be grateful. Because you cannot teach a child what you don't know. It doesn't matter what you say. You do not. You cannot teach me something you don't know. You can only teach me something you know. So if you don't know it, how can you teach me? It's not part of the day-to-day routine. I don't know it. How can I teach you? We have to learn to be grateful. We have to learn to be grateful. Because it leads to what? You finding fulfillment in this life. You show gratitude to God, He opens the heavens over your life, giving you reasons to be more grateful. Because He is a God of abundance. He is not limited to anything. He is not limited to time. He is not limited to what? What He can give you and I. But if you're not grateful, why would He? Regardless of how hard you pray, how many times you pray. Because you can't even be grateful for the little things. What would you be grateful if He gives you the big things? You think your own strength gave it to you. The strength that you're holding right now is not yours. Somebody gave it to you and you have to be thankful for. And it's not your mother. It's not your father. It's not your sibling. Or it's not your boss. God gave you that strength today. So why don't you say thank you? Thank you for the strength that I can walk from the chair to the bathroom and pee. I can walk to the fridge and get water and drink. Life comes with challenges, but you can live a fulfilled life if you can learn to be grateful. Instead of crying, we must focus on every moment's miracles. Why take the oxygen we breathe or a healthy heart for granted? Why? Seriously, why? We must never stop thanking God. As long as our hearts continue to beat, as long as we have sight to see, as long as our hearing can hear clearly, as long as we have voice or throat, we can talk, as long as we can move our hands, our limbs, the blood vessels within us is still flowing. Every heartbeat, every organ, every tissue, every bone in your body, every marrow functions. We have a lot to be thankful for every day, every second of every minute of every hour of every day. Bible says that man, Moses, was the most humble of men. Gratitude is a character trait that stems from humility. Gratitude is a character trait that stems from humility. When a person sees how good God is to him and how much God gives him, he becomes more humble and thinks, me? Who am I? And sometimes you go through that whole hardness of being so grateful to God. Who am I to deserve this? Such love, such care. Who am I? Do I deserve all that Jehovah is giving me and everything that He gives me? He even feels embarrassed and grows so much more humble. Life, as we see it, it's not yours. The minute God takes His breath from you, you'll be below the grass. And then what? All your plans perish. The friend you were supposed to meet for dinner, if you didn't wake up in the morning, guess what? All those plans perish. We have a lot to be grateful for. And I want to encourage you, if you've never been grateful to God for the things that we take for granted. I remember having a surgery. And the doctor said, oh, it's a day surgery, it's minor. So, praise God, the surgery was successful. So I came home the next day. I couldn't even touch my toe. It was painful to bend. And it hit me. I used to do this with ease. That was before the surgery. Now I can't even touch my toe. It was so painful I couldn't bend. And I realized the things that we take for granted. The things that we take for granted. We have to learn to have a grateful spirit. A teachable spirit enough to say thank you to God for every second of every minute of every hour of every day. Gratitude is a character trait that stems from humility. More a person is ungrateful and thinks he or she is entitled to everything, the more he or she becomes arrogant. He will never and she will never be satisfied. Whenever he or she receives something, he or she thinks, what? This is all I get. I deserve much more. This is a horrible attitude. A negative spiritual influence of what I call the Haman and Amalek spirit. What did Haman say? The whole Persian kingdom, everybody just, when they hear his name, they tremble. But that one Jewish man, Mordecai, has no respect for me, and it was killing him. That attitude is how most of us, we carry ourselves. Is that all I get? Is that what I deserve? I deserve better than this. I deserve more than this. You sit and you take inventory of your life. Instead of counting your blessings, we have more reasons to complain. Haman spirit. Amalek spirit. It's destroying destinies. Humility is the predominant character trait of Moses. Humility is the predominant character trait of Moses. Moses' humility overcame every attempt of the enemy concerning his life. The devil wanted his body. God said, no, you can't have him. One who invests time and effort in striving to be grateful and a grateful person will ultimately attain humility. When you're a grateful person, it comes automatically. You become humble, which in turn will help you defeat every plot of the enemy and every agenda of the enemy concerning your life. The grateful person who recognizes that God is endlessly good to him is ultimately embarrassed to ask him for anything, because he gets things without asking. God blesses his own in their sleep. When he does ask for something, he does it so humbly and so submissively. Such a person's prayers are always answered. That's the difference between our answered prayers and the people who see you, hear them giving testimonies in church, and you're looking at them like, you're not better off than me. The secret between them getting their prayers answered and me and you fasting for thousands of years and not seeing our prayers answered is lack of gratitude. It is not our entitlements. Your grace will not help you. Learn to show gratitude. Ingratitude and sadness are the result of selfishness and an inflated sense of entitlement. When a person thinks that the entire world owes him something, as was the case with wicked Haman, everybody owes him something. And Mordecai says, no. And that was destroying them. He was so upset to his creek that he was ready to hang the man. It's your entitlement, right? No, it's not. Dissatisfaction and discontent are normally rooted in ingratitude, ungratefulness. So, strengthening gratitude has a direct positive effect on improving one's mood. It is not your entitlement. It is a gift, and you have to show gratitude, gratefulness. You have an obligation to say thank you every day to God. Every second of every minute of every hour of every day, we have to say thank you to God. The first thing when you wake up, like I said earlier, is to open your mouth and say thank you. Father, I thank you. I give you thanks before you, Jehovah, living and eternal King, that you have returned my soul to me with compassion. Great is your faithfulness. Because if he didn't return your soul back to you, you'd be counted as one of the dead. We have to begin our days, every day, before even you go to bed, say thank you for whatever happened in a day, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Thank him for it, because he knows best. Things just don't happen. Things happen because there's a reason for them to happen. So we have to learn to show gratitude. Sometimes that bad luck is not really bad luck. It's actually for ultimate good. If you can be grateful enough to say, thank you, Father. My bank account shows zero. But I know you know best. Because that sister-in-law, that brother of yours is coming to ask you for money. And you show them your bank account. Here. They saved you from you giving them money and they will never pay you back. Learn to say thank you. The words thank you should be at the tip of our tongues all day. We should end our day with thanks as well. Giving thanks is not optional if you're listening to me today. Practice it and see how dramatic your life would take what? A 365 degree turn. It is compulsory. Because what? Gratitude is the seed for more. Showing gratitude to God is the seed for more. Showing gratitude to God's messengers, people God has placed in your life that do you good. Don't put your thumb on your nose. You did me good, so what? That kind of talk. Stop. God used him or her to do you good. So you have to be thankful. Oh, God, it did it for me, it's not you. Really? It's no longer your entitlement. It's a gift. Now, whoever God uses, be it a donkey, we have to learn to say thank you. Thank you. It is compulsory. Thank you. This is reflected in our prayers. It is our obligation to thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Giving thanks is an obligation. Compulsory. Mandatory. For us as his creation, to say thank you to our Creator. Many people learn about thanking God and do not understand just how fundamental it should be in our lives. We think that saying thank you is just good manners or the honorable thing to do, but it's much more. Giving thanks is the primary obligation and the way to establish true connection with your Creator. Every person must contemplate daily all the blessings that God bestows on him or her, and then express our thanks profusely. Because you can hit your leg on a rock with pain that you feel through your bones. If it doesn't go away, 2 hours earlier, you are fine. Hourly, every hour. And you have a phone, put it on a timer. You spend 2 minutes. I'm not asking you for a lot. 2 minutes. And thank God. The food that you're eating, even the water that was over your body when you were bathing. You didn't slip in the bath and hit your head. You have a lot to be thankful for. You're not too constipated that you have to go to the hospital to be flushed out. You have a lot to be thankful for. That means every part of your body is functioning. Because if you're clogged up, something is wrong somewhere. And even then you have to be thankful. Because you still can see, you can feel. And you can talk, communicate message. Let's learn to show gratefulness to our Maker. Gratitude. It guards us against taking many of our blessings for granted. The children that God has given us, we have to say thank you to God for them. You look at your child, be it them being around you or not, take a picture of them and thank God for their lives, that He's blessing them, protecting them, shielding them. Because we take on life's cares and we think we can handle it. Truly, for me, enough. Me, I go to God as a child. And forever, I tell everybody, I'm forever going to be a child before my Maker. Because a child doesn't think. You have to provide for them. If you're a parent, I'm talking to you. Where they are going to sleep, it's your responsibility. They have to be protected, it's your responsibility. They have to eat, it's your responsibility. They have to drink, pop, water, what juice, it's your responsibility as a parent. They go to school, if they need pocket money, it's your responsibility. So I come with that mindset. Forever, I will be a child before my Maker. He has the responsibility to take care of me in every aspect of my life. What I'm going to wear, what I'm going to eat, where I'm going to sleep, it's God's responsibility. So I have one thing to say thank you. Thank you, Father, that you take care of me the way you do. You love me the way you do. You give things to me undeserving and not even expecting it, but you do it for me. I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gratitude, it guards us against taking many of our blessings for granted. We must therefore accustom our lives and ourselves to thanking God for every tiny blessing in our lives that may seem routine. Somebody gets up, I'm going to work, I'll be back. And they never come back home. Every day you see your children go to school and come back home, you have to thank God. You have to thank God. Because not every child gets out of the house and comes back home. Thank God for them. And it starts with you and I. It's not an entitlement. It's a privilege. So we have to learn to thank God. We have to learn to show gratitude to God. because He provides for us. He directs our steps. Everything that we take for granted and we see it so routine. Go and come in busy, 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 busy. We have a lot to be thankful for. Because we serve a God who is so infinitely compassionate. And showing gratitude, we purify ourselves and we uplift our hearts. And we have faith that is stronger in every aspect to even be able to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God and praise Him for our lives. Our lives are in the hands of God. And the second He takes it, all our plans are over. It is not okay to just say thank you in general. We have to just be specific. List the things. And I'm sure you're done listing all the grievances that you have. List them. And once you're done, I want you to thank God for every one of them. Thank God for every one of them. And mean the thank you. God's compassion is why you're listening to me today. We cannot take these simple things, things that we say so minute and tiny and so routine. We have a lot to be thankful for. Thank God for our souls. The souls that are in the hands of God. King David writes in the book of Psalms, "In your hands I deposit my spirit." After that, we thank God specifically for all His daily miracles. But you will say, "I don't see any miracles." You're still listening. You can see. That's a miracle. You can hear. That is a miracle. Don't wait until you're deaf to realize that your hearing is a miracle to somebody who cannot hear. You seeing is a miracle to somebody who has no sight or vision. You can talk is a miracle to someone who is dumb. It's not our entitlements anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to be thankful for. God does miracles every day for everybody. And it is our job to look at those miracles, as tiny as we think they are, and thank God for them. Write them down in a notebook so that you remember them, and repeatedly. And I mean repeatedly, go through that book and thank God for them, recognizing and acknowledging that God's act of loving kindness are the basis of gratitude. So we say, "And for your wonders and goodness at all times, evening, morning, and noon, we have reasons to thank God for every moment." We must teach and accustom ourselves to thank God for every detail of our lives, literally at every moment, never taking His loving kindness for granted. The truth is that the Creator is the master of the world, and everything we have is really His. Oh yeah, everything we have is really His. He gives us the tools we need to perform our task in this world. And He gives us the ability to use these tools. God could easily not supply us with those tools. Or not give us the ability to use them. Your talent, your gift, your brain, and how it functions. You're a genius. You didn't give yourself that. God gave it to you. And we have a lot to be thankful for. If a person uses someone else's belongings, he must thank the owner for their use. Since the Almighty God is the owner of all the world's belongings, we must also thank Him for everything we have. A person who fails to thank God or believes that any given item actually belongs to Him is living a spiritual state of heresy, theft, and falsehood. Every time we use any of the material possessions at our disposal, we must remember well that we are using something that God has loaned us. Consequently, He deserves our thanks. Let's take for example, when we turn on the faucet to wash our hands, we should thank God for the fact that there is a faucet with running water and that we don't have to draw water from a well in the backyard or walk 2 kilometers to go fetch water. Oh yeah, I've been there. You have to walk to the riverside, go fetch water, put it on your head, and bring it home. And keep going until what? That drum is full. And woe unto you when you're hungry, you just came back from school. And you get to the door of the house, the water on your head. And you hit your leg against a rock and the whole thing tumbles over. Guess what your parents look at you and say? You have to go back and get another water. But today you have faucet, running water in your home. You have a lot to be thankful for. We do have a lot to be thankful for. Since when the convenience of running water in our own home, something that is a priceless gift, and we shouldn't take that for granted. We should learn to say thank you. How about the clothes in our closet? If every husband thanked his wife, or every wife thanked her husband for each iron shirt, there wouldn't be marital problems in this world. Thanking God with a general thanks for the clothing isn't sufficient. We should really thank Him for every item, for every shirt, every trousers, every sweater, every blouse, every skirt, every brassiere, every shoe, every underwear. Nothing is too small or insignificant. When your feet are cold and wet in the dead of winter from walking in a snowstorm, without boots or protective covering on your shoes, you know what a blessing a dry pair of socks can be. Truly, I live in a cold country. We go through snowstorms, even with a protective boot. When the snow is heavy and thick, your feet is cold because somehow water found its way into the socks and you're cold. Sometimes it's so cold, by the time you drive home, that's when your car is warming up. So you're driving freezing. Your hands are frozen. The gloves can't do even you any justice. We have a lot to be thankful for. Why then take the items God has given us for granted? Such as the mindset of constant gratitude to our God. Every day we go out and we come back home. Somebody didn't make it back home. They said to their children, they said to their spouses, I'm going to work and I'm coming back. And they never made it back. They never made it back. There's a lot we have to be thankful for. There's a lot we have to be thankful for. the food that we eat. You look at the food, that's just don't say, Father, thank you for this meal. No. Look at the food, especially if you know how to, what ingredient goes into the food. Thank God for the onion that is in the food. The tomatoes, the peppers, the meat, the chicken, the spices, the garlic, the oil. I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, the rice, the water, and the stove that cooked the food. The hands that prepared it. This is for those of us who don't know how to cook. And we're always buying takeout. Thank God for the hands that prepared it. The heart behind who was creating, preparing the food. Thank God for him or her too. I don't say, oh, I paid for it, so why am I thanking God for them? Really? Because if they used a bad ingredient, then I guess who is going to the hospital? You. For eating that horrible food. Thank God for him or her. The restaurant owner and the grocery store clerk. Thank God for them. What's wrong with a general thank you to God? It doesn't show appreciation. It doesn't. It's like me giving you a box of items. And it's for your presents. We call it Christmas hampers. There's socks in there. There's a winter hat in there. There's gloves in there. There's mittens in there. There's maybe a granola bar in there. So if you truly went home and opened the box and you're thanking me, you have to thank me for every item that you touch, especially if it's something that you were looking for. Oh my God, I thank you for that hat. I've been looking forward to buying one, but I couldn't afford it. Thank you so much. And the gloves, the matching gloves. And you describe it so with so much passion. This is how we're supposed to think of. Describe it in detail. Because that tells me you did open the stuff. You looked at each and every item in that box, that hamper. And you know, I know exactly what I put in there. God knows exactly what he put in there. So you're thanking him for each and everything. You don't tell him, oh, thank you for the hamper, which means you didn't open it. We have to learn to show personal gratitude. Personal gratitude. Not somebody thanking God for you. You thanking God for yourself. We have to recognize that even the most mundane items and event in our lives are none other than God's loving provision for us. So we have to learn to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me today. In our journey, our gratitude journey, that will help transform the way we see things, the things that we take for granted, the things that God does for us, that looks so mundane, that looks so routine, that we fail to thank him for. Father, today we ask for your forgiveness, for our ignorance, and our lack of gratitude, for the things that you do for us that we take for granted. Father, we thank you that we can see, we can hear, we can talk. Our bodies functions properly, our organs, we thank you for our liver or kidney. Our blood vessels, the blood, the white and the red, every marrow, every bone in our being. We thank you for the hairs on our heads. Thank you. Our fingers can move. Thank you for the strength that you give us to even stand up straight, to sit down without any pain. Thank you for the saliva in our mouth. Thank you that we can hear you. And thank you for the food that you give to us. Thank you for the water that we drank today. Thank you for the lives of our spouses, our children, our neighbors, your messengers that you have placed in our lives to do good for us. Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful trees outside, the air that I'm breathing right now. Thank you. Thank you for my closet, the shoes, the shirts, my bank account. Whatever amount of money is in there, I thank you that you are multiplying them. Thank you for the socks. Thank you. For the soap that I'm gonna use to bath my toothbrush and my toothpaste. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to our gratitude journey. It's your girl Gifty. I will catch you on the next episode. Goodbye.